The override wasn't a surprise because this new evidence-based funding plan had originally cleared the Senate with a veto-proof majority. The House, however, represents a higher hurdle where Democrats will need Republicans to vote with them. That vote is scheduled for Wednesday. Senator Andy Menard, the Bunker Hill Democrat who sponsored the measure, says he'd rather negotiate a compromise.
I still, again, think that is within reach. I think there's a clear path on how to do that. As long as folks stay disciplined and they keep their eye on the ball, I think that can get done. If it cannot get done, the House should override the veto, just like the Senate did today.
Republicans claim Democrats have not been bargaining in good faith. No cash can be sent to schools until an evidence-based funding model becomes law. I'm Dusty Rhodes.